Well, I don't need a doctor, I don't need a pill. Any other treatment, baby, would hardly make me ill. I need right therapy. I need right therapy. I need right therapy. Oh, give it to me, oh, give it to me, oh, give it to me.
Hello and welcome to Rock Therapy Reboot Episode 3. This is your host, Phil Overeem. This podcast is dedicated to Columbia, Missouri's Hickman High School Academy of Rock. It's a club that back in the day I helped found. It's dedicated to kids that love American music and other kinds of music and just like to get together, play it, talk about it, and such. And school year's about ready to start, so I'm going to line up some songs that I hope that they'll be interested in and maybe they'll get inspired to do podcasts themselves. We're going to start out with something straight out of New Orleans. It's my favorite city in the world. It's a cover version, actually, of what you would call a Nuevo Zydeco song. And you'll hear the original at the end of this podcast, but this is a real inspirational song sent out to kids. You know, the beginning of a school year, you can definitely experience some harassment right out of the gate, and this is meant for just a little support for anybody that runs into that. It's by Mr. Quintron and Miss Pussycat. It's called Haters, and I hope that it will become an anthem for those of you that just need to try to get through the day the first couple of weeks of school. Here we go.
Raise one hand up if you know you got haters.
That was Haters by Mr. Quintron and Miss Pussycat. Pussycat. Again, I want you to make that an anthem. I can't get it out of my head. I really like it. Next track is dedicated to one of the new Academy of Rock sponsors. His name is Jonathan McFarland. And to the other Academy of Rock sponsor, Mr. Boland. And to any of you kids who are thinking about getting into the corporate world, it comes from a group called Company Freak. And the name of the song is Theme to Company Freak. If you remember the band Chic from the late 70s and early 80s, they were like a disco group that had very interesting coded ideas in their song. You know, you usually associate disco music with ideas, but Company Freak's very much like that. And you think about today's American corporate culture, listen to this song, and I think you'll appreciate the sense of humor. Theme to Company Freak by the New York City neo-disco group Company Freak. I hope you enjoyed it. Next track comes straight out of really what I would say is the hottest state in 2014 rock and roll. That's Ohio. And you know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland. I don't care much for that. And there's been some great rock and roll that's come out of Cleveland. But Ohio is really produced some pretty good stuff this year, and here is one of them. It comes courtesy of the group known as Obnox. Really, Obnox is Lamont Thomas, who plays drums, guitar, and writes the songs, and then he sometimes overdubs other people, but it's punk rock, like they don't make much anymore. The name of the song, which is from his Louder Space album, you can look that up, I think, on Bandcamp. It's pretty cool. The whole album's really good, but the name of the song is How to Rob. And if you like guitar, you're going to like this.
Obnox, your dark is mad. Rolling green and stacks. 49 releases all on wax. It's a fact. Don't take long for me to cut a track. 2 hours, 4 songs, and a mix by Mac. Culture coming on the road. Boom, bang, attack. Gambling on a lottery league. Watch your back. Your style is trash like I turn a home crack. 2 hours before he really tried to take his name back. I'm chains and black. It's toss. The crew is the knack. Your daddy made sure your pocket stayed on fat. Now it's all over, it's time to lay down. And if it fell when my band burned down, I'ma try to help you out and make the lesson brief. Your click and the swag made me turn into a thief. Still at will, no cap needed to fill. Before you find your hand peg missing for real.
Was Obnox with How to Rob. And one thing I like to do in these kind of podcasts is put little blocks together that connect. And here's the other great group from Ohio. They're from Cincinnati. Obnox is from Cleveland. The name of the band is Wussy. And I made a challenge, a little post I made on the Academy of Rock blog page that, you know, if actually all the great rock and roll and American music is by young people, and old folks are expected to listen to that. Well, I think young folks should be expected to listen to old folks that have never given up on rock and roll and keep playing it. And I'm not talking about like classic groups like the Rolling Stones or Led Zeppelin. This is a group of late 30s, early 40-year-olds who play great, write great, real passionate. The name of the group's Wussy. And this is the lead song off their new album, Attica, which I would say is it's the best rock and roll album of the year. The name of the song is Teenage Wasteland. And it's not as depressing as it sounds, because it's about discovering the spirit of rock and roll when you're a teenager. It's really a pretty cool song. I hope you like it.
Mm-hmm.
was Teenage Wasteland by Wussy from the album Attica, which, if I get a chance to say anything about it, it's the best rock and roll album of the year. It really is great. There's still a little time to go for it to be topped, but I love it. And in the larger world of mainstream music and mainstream country, and some of you might even say this next thing doesn't even qualify, but I think it does. Here's a track, the title track from a brand new album by Miranda Lambert, one of the stronger performers in country music over the last decade. It's called Platinum, and she's a heck of a singer, plays pretty good guitar, and she's a songwriter too, so she's a triple threat. Here we go.
But you bought it. I can't exceed my reputation. A small town girl with compensation. Exploiting all my possibilities. Well, don't you know I blaze a trail? But hell, you can come with me. What doesn't kill you only makes you blind.
Platinum, and I mean that's about as brand spanking new as you can get. And for the next track, and something else we like to do on Rock Therapy is give you a history lesson from time to time. We're going to go way back to 1930 to a very mysterious recording made by a couple of women. Actually, we don't know very much about. The singer's name is Geechee Wiley. She plays guitar too, and her friend Elvie Thomas is accompanying her on second guitar. It's what blues sounded like before it kind of morphed into loud, long-winded stuff. Not that that can't be good, but the name of the song is called Last Kind Words, and it's one of the most mysterious, addictive, and in many ways sad blues songs you're ever going to hear. Last Kind Words by Geechee Wiley.
Thank you. where I hear my dad say, "Love the last kind word." I hear my daddy say, "If I die, if I die in the German war, I want to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. Foggy chill, foggy chill, please don't bear my soul. I can't just leave me out, let the buzzer see me go. When you see me coming, look across the Richmond field. And if I don't bring you flowers, I'll bring you both in. I looked up at the sun, cried, "Some train don't come, I'll be some walking done." My mama told me just before she died, "Lord, sister, daughter, don't you be so wild. The Mississippi River, you know it's even wide. I can stand right here, be my babe from the other side. What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. I mean I see you after across the sea."
That was Last Kind Words by Gishu Wiley, and Elvie Thomas, her friend, backing her up on second guitar. And another thing, really, I'm dedicating this song to some high school students that may never have heard this podcast before, and they may not know me. So if you've been following this podcast, this is about the 83rd or 84th we've done. So I'm trying to familiarize them with things that we have a tendency to do. I don't know who the we is because it's me, but it's me, and then I don't make any of the music. I'm just introducing you to music that's made by other people. I wish I could make music this good, but I guess my role here is to help introduce you to things you might not know about. But anyway, every podcast we do a quiz, and here's an example. I'm going to play you a couple of songs back to back, and your job as the quiz taker is to figure out what the heck they have to do with each other. So I'm going to play them back to back, and then I'm going to talk about them, and we'll see if any of you knew the answer. I mean, there's no cost here. You're not going to have any points taken off, but it's kind of fun, and maybe you'll learn something. So two songs in a row, you're trying to figure out what they have to do with each other.
Creeping ritual, blasting from amps with
Okay, so first, those two songs. The first song you heard, which was really brief, was by a group called Off. And they're a hardcore punk group, West Coast. A little unusual because they're all in their 40s and 50s, but almost everybody in the group was there at the beginning of hardcore punk on the West Coast. Lead singer, a guy named Keith Morris, who, if you're a fan of Black Flag or the Circle Jerks, you know who he is already. And then the second song you heard was by the Gun Club, and it was a cover of Jody Reynolds' really awesome late 50s rockabilly song, The Fire of Love. Quiz question, what do they have to do with each other? Well, the first song, I don't think I told you the title of the Off song, it's Jeffrey Lee Pierce. And Jeffrey Lee Pierce is the lead singer in the Gun Club, which was the band in the second song. And unfortunately, Jeffrey Lee passed away. He was a real intense, in some ways, a real visionary punk rock performer. And the first song is a salute, an epitaph, in a way, to Jeffrey Lee Pierce's career. And then the second song, you got to hear Jeffrey Lee himself cover the great song, Fire of Love. So hope you learned something. Hope you punks out there, if you've not heard the Gun Club or Off, you'll check them out. Well, the next thing on our agenda is, again, I talked about this podcast as being a place where you can learn about things that you didn't know about. And soul music is it's a major foundation of American music. And you know a lot, you know, even if you're not a huge music fan, you know Ray Charles, James Brown, Sam Cooke, all those people. But I'm going to play you a track here by an artist intriguingly named Ross Spitt. That was his pseudonym. His real name was Charles Whitehead. And the name of the song is Songs to Sing. And in many ways, it's kind of it's a great example of what makes soul music so intriguing. It's got kind of a social message, and it's from the heart as well. So here's Ross Spitt with Songs to Sing, produced and written by Swamp Dog.
If songs to sing, I had a choice. Oh, and the whole world could hear my voice. I'll sing about a people that want to be free. I'll sing about a generation that'll help it to be. I'll sing about a change that just about to come. I'll sing about equality, love for everyone. Of our young son died. say, Lordy, 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 I'll sing a song. Such a beautiful song. Lordy, Lordy,
Lordy. That was Songs to Sing by Ross Spitt. It's spelled S-P-I-T-T, and it's really a pseudonym for Charles Whitehead, one of the more unsung soul singers of the 1970s. Another thing you have to put up with when you listen to Rock Therapy podcasts is I try to play a range of different things. I don't like fences being put up, but I like to listen to different kinds of music and not be in one pigeonhole. So sometimes you do have to put up with certain obsessions that I have, and I'm not sure if I've done a podcast in the last 10 that hasn't had a song from the country of Mali or from the Northern Sahara, where a kind of music is being made. It's often called desert blues. It's made by the Tuareg people. I don't understand the language, but the music really hits me hard. It sounds like the desert, and this is one of the very best of the desert blues artist. He's a great guitarist, and his name is Basaku Koyate, and this song was recorded right as, I don't know if you keep up with what's happening in Mali and Africa, but there's been an insurgence of militants that have made life difficult for the people of Mali, and this song was recorded right as that insurgence was happening. It's kind of scary, but the music is great. The name of the song is Jamiko. The style of music is, it's often called Desert Blues. Basaku Koyate on Rock Therapy.
Thank you. Jamako, 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 Jamako.
Basuku Kuyate with Jamako from Mali in Africa. Another thing you will have to put up with me from time to time is I'm a huge New Orleans music fan. In fact, so much of what our music is comes from there, and it's not just jazz, it's other things too. And we heard a New Orleans track at the top of the playlist, and here's another one. In New Orleans, if you're a teen, you might be into rap, but there's almost as many kids that are interested in being in brass bands, and there's not another city in the United States where that's the case. And there's so many great brass bands in New Orleans, it's just not funny, but here's one of the best. They've gone through so many tragedies, and they're still going strong. It's the Hot 8 Brass Band with, it's kind of the title song to this podcast, Let Me Do My Thing.
Won't you let me do my thing? My thing. Won't you let me do my thing? Let me do my thing.
my thing. I went crazy over that dope, ended up shooting that coke. It really broke me down to my knees for sure. Every time I fall down, I get up again. And now I'm looking around, looking for my friend. Everybody evaporated, disappeared on me. But that's alright, as long as I got G. Jesus Christ has been the best friend I could have. He healed all the wounds in my back from staff. You ain't got no love, you got no love for me. You do us both a favor, don't even come around me. If you ain't got no love, got no love for me. Then do us both a favor, don't even come around me. You see, the T is for Terminator, the L is for lyrics, the C is for the Kobe, that's why I'm be whooping. Put it all together, you got TLC. 20 rhymes at a time, and you know it's me. Well, I'm cold like gold. That's what I've been told. I've been doing this shit since I was 6 years old. I don't give a damn, I don't give a shit. When you hear the A-band, look, we bringing up it. I ain't mad at ya. Ain't gon' even judge ya. I love you, but love for you. So I ain't mad at you. So I ain't mad at you. Ain't gon' even judge you. Got nothing but some love for you. So I ain't mad at you. So don't worry about me. Cause I ain't worried about you. Nothing my thing yet. Nothing my thing yet. Stop talking about me. Cause I ain't talking about you.
Man up, cripple your whole camp trying to cap on us. When I see you on the streets, it's all daps, no fuss. Then I hear shit in the wind, I'm like, dude, what's up? You know I'm H-O-T every motherfucking day. And I'm here right now, so say what you gotta say. Directed to me, Swamp Doc Cliff, no way. But disrespect the beginning where you stands, where you lay. Y'all work, no play, the motto on this day. You ain't rolling with the A.
Get the hell out the way.
All work and no play, the motto on this stage. You ain't rolling with the A. Wallace is 9-6, surrounded by nonsense. Polluted back in the 80s, ain't turned around yet. This ain't a contest, more like a round fest. B.I.G. high, they represent.
Don't worry about me.
Don't worry about me.
Ain't worried about you.
Ain't worried about you.
Living my thing, yeah.
My thing.
Living my thing, yeah.
My thing.
Stop talking about me.
Stop talking about me.
Ain't talking about you.
Ain't talking about you.
Living my thing, yeah.
My thing.
It's my thing, yeah.
My thing.
Speculating it is what it is. Grown men be talking about me like I'm one of their kids. I let them talk like the women they is. I'ma sit back and continue to handle my biz. They like, what he doing now? Who he doing it with? Is it something new or it's the same old shit? Well, whatever it is, it's my thing. If I won't rap, I'ma rap. If I won't sing, I'ma sing. See, I am who I am and I'ma do what I do. If you don't like it, homie, then that's all on you. And if I ever need something, I'll never call you. But if your money look funny, y'all call on dude. Everybody know and everybody see it. Something I help build is starting to fall to pieces. I ain't talking in general, this just another song. But if you feel like it's you, bitch, you put
don't
it on.
Don't worry about me.
Don't worry about me.
Ain't worried about you.
Ain't worried about you.
Living my thing, yeah.
My thing.
Living my thing, yeah.
My thing.
Stop talking about me.
Stop talking about me.
Ain't talking about you.
Ain't talking about you.
Living my thing, yeah.
My thing.
Living my thing, yeah.
My thing.
Let Me Do My Thing by the Hot 8 Brass Band. And Well, that's the buzzer telling me that my clothes are dry. Ignore that. But anyway, do we listen to rap music? Is rap music allowed on Rock Therapy? It's that music style that everyone doesn't trust and has to monitor real closely. Yeah, well, we listen to rap on Rock Therapy. I do try to dig beneath the surface of the mainstream and expose you to a few things. Rap is such a varied genre. It's not as mainstream and predictable and cliched as it would seem. And here's a fantastic group. It's been around for a while, but this is just their second album. It's the name of the band is Lyrix. It's made up of a guy named Lyrix Born, one of the great Asian rappers in America, and Latif, the Truthsayer. And the name of the song is kind of a thematic and easily understood title, Every Man for Himself on Rock Therapy.
Another long drive through the cityscape. Streets jet black like wet paint. 2 hours till daybreak, the whole city's vacated. Only time I feel halfway sane. I've learned to find comfort in loneliness. Quarantine from all this unholiness. I find solace in solitude, apart from the multitude. High camouflage to the foliage.
As the wheels spin forward on a new ride, the wheels spin back in my mind's eye. Looking at the buildings trying to touch the sky, and how they remind me of life. It's been a long, tough, hard-fought, solitary climb. Couldn't have been done without my inner drive. All I had was my will, my muscle, my hustle, my skills, my knuckles, and my mind, right?
It's not a game to us.
Give more, but I'm hesitant. I've been taken advantage of, made an example of, faced with abandonment and pettiness. So I go back and forth between generous, distrustful, cynical, and tentative. But it ain't in my nature to contain all this anger. When I let it go, I just feel emptiness.
I can see the future coming from a ways off, something I can't escape like a freight truck. Since I got no choice, I'll raise my voice somewhere between faith and not giving a fuck. It's hard out here without a little luck. Gotta make your own fortune, hustle, bruh. Try your best not to be another customer. Stand up, chin up, face what's approaching ya.
It's not a game to us. I won't let you win. We go round. That's what the world's all about. It's just the same with us. I won't let you in. There's no doubt. It's every man for
to myself is a cold game. I say they can't win if I don't play. But if I'm just on the sidelines, afraid to live my life, would I be proud of my old age?
The card you was dealt was the only one you can play. And folding ain't an option in this game. But you can't change the rules. Refuse to lose and make the mountains move with your soul strength. Cause we all really came from the same thing. And we all going back to the same place. And it ain't about you when you're gone. What you do and the love that you gave is what remains.
It's not a game to us.
Letyrix with Every Man for Himself. Next track, I think I'm a 52-year-old dude, so I think if there's young people listening to this, they might be thinking, well, are we ever going to hear anything that's brand new? And well, I've played some pretty new stuff already, but here's kind of a combo. I'm somebody that really likes the idea of, you know, American popular music styles being easily done by older people. And this is a combo of a real younger, very popular artist and an older, formerly very popular artist teaming up on a great track. If you listen to old stuff, or if you got friends or big sisters, big brothers, or parents that listen to R&B and rap in the late 80s, early 90s, I remember Nina Cherry and the fantastic single Buffalo Stance. It's still great. Look it up on YouTube. Buffalo Stance, Nina Cherry, N-E-N-E-H, Cherry. Still a great song. She's still going strong, even though she's in her mid-40s. She's still making really great experimental dance music. And on this track, she's joined by Sweden's great dance popmeister, Robin. The name of the song is Out of the Black. I think you're going to love it.
Just trying to mind my business. I've got
That was Nina Cherry from her new album, The Blank Project. She was joined by Sweden's Robin, who's one of the best dance music purveyors in America, in my opinion. She's from Sweden. Name of the song again, Out of the Black. And then the next song comes from Nashville. I like experimental stuff. I can roll with some things that are pretentious but interesting. But this band is one of the least pretentious, one of the least self-conscious, one of the most relaxed and laid-back young bands in America. Their name's Natural Child. They've been through several convolutions of their sound since they got started just a few years back. But this is from their album, Dancing with Wolves. And the name of the song is Don't the Time Pass Quickly. Really great band. Go see them if you get a chance. Don't the Time Pass Quickly by Natural Child, and we've reached the end of this podcast. One final song, and after it, we'll go straight to the outro. And if you're even curious about the outro, it's the same as the intro. It's a little track from a great Memphis rockabilly group. A bunch of dudes knew Elvis. In fact, one of them worked with him, the Rock and Roll Trio. Our theme song is Rock Therapy. That's the name of the song. That's the name of the podcast. Anyway, we're closing out with the same song we opened with, only this is the original version, and it's by Keith Frank. He's joined by somebody you might know, possibly. His name's Lil Boozy. It's kind of a combo of Zydeco, which is it's an old Louisiana African-American dance music. I don't have enough time to explain the whole thing, but it's best known for the accordion being involved. And the name of the song is Haters. And if you heard the song, it's the same exact song as the original version. Really inspirational. I'm playing the song twice because I think you need it twice. Anyway, my name's Mr. Overeem, Phil Overeem, if you're not a Hickman student and you're listening. If you have any questions, please contact me or comment through livingtolisten.wordpress.com. That's the site of my normal podcast. I'll put that up there as well. My email address is teacherhulk@gmail.com. I hope you've really enjoyed the music on this. We'll see you next podcast. Here we go. Keith Frank with Lil Boosie, the original Haters.
Raise those hands up if you know that you're greater.
I don't need a doctor, I don't need a pill. Any other treatment, baby, would hardly make me ill. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. Oh, give it to me.